Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. Got a good one for you today because, man, oh man, you have to make a lot of money just to be normal and get by right now. It's crazy. So, lot to cover. Please comment on the video. That's the best thing you can do. Like, subscribe to the channel. And if you want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. I always appreciate the stories. But let's get right into it, guys. First things first, guys, you know, when you hear these stories, like by Bankrate, Bankrate is, they offer banking data, advice, different stats, everything. They recently did a report on the average income. Again, the world is not going to have, you know, a middle class. We're going to eliminate the middle class. And you have to believe that now more than ever. Okay? Just wanted to walk out here for you guys and show you. It's really nice. It's beautiful. But they did a report and surveyed thousands of people and said, what do you need to make to feel good? Like you're okay. Like you're stable and you can get by. And the number was $186,000 a year. And that is a lot of money, guys. The average family will not make that in this lifetime. So when you hear these figures, you have to look at what's it going to take to have you feel comfortable in retirement. Now, think about this. 3 out of 4 people that they surveyed said that they are nowhere near being financially secure right now in any way, shape, or form. They have more debts than they've ever had. They have credit cards at the highest limits ever. You have a lot of people that said that their credit cards are, in fact, maxed out right now, which nobody wants to admit to, but they did. Now, they did these surveys based on income levels and went down as low as, you know, $50,000 a year in income. And that was the lowest level of people that said that they felt financially secure. But the people that had no debt, that had $50,000 a year in income, they said, yeah, someday they're going to be able to retire. It just won't be today. They're going to have to work through this right now. So that's cool, okay? If you can get to that point and you see an end, you know, that's great. The people with graduate degrees that had, you know, 4-year degrees and beyond, those people had the highest income levels, but they still felt that you know, there was a percentage, which is just over 50%, that said that they're going to be able to retire. This is crazy, guys. It's too much. Got these little bikes that they can take in and out on. So, again, what's it going to take, guys? You know, the credit union, Patelco, that's still down. You know, no bank is safe. I want to talk to you guys about Synapse, which was a fintech company. During COVID, one thing that was pitched big time to people like me that got people grants and different, you know, opportunities, they came and they said, hey, fintech is going to be the future. It's financial security through the internet, through technology. It's going to be the safest type of banking that there is. Okay, ask the 225,000 customers of Synapse if they think it's the safest program ever, because it's a disaster right now. These people are completely upside down. They have no money and no access to their money now, coming on 3 months. What would you do if you couldn't get to your money for 3 months? Wouldn't that be the thing that would just be the end all? I mean, seriously. I have people that write me when the banking system goes down for 3 and 4 days and they cannot take it. So imagine 3 months of not having your money. And see, I would give up at this point. I would not think that you'd ever get your money if it's like this. So, again, where in the world is Dan right now? See all the people. Welcome back to the boats. Beautiful day, guys. Just absolutely stunning out here. So, you know, the ships are huge. They're fun. You know, great food. Good people. But what's it going to take, guys? We have people that have debt that they've never had before, not saving, and you know, the economy is completely upside down. The Biden administration and the Fed, let's listen to the Fed before we listen to the Biden administration. The Fed just said, listen, there's no way we're gonna get inflation back down to 2% until at least 2025. And again, a year from now, guys. So this lie, this big number that we've been told, that's the magic thing that we have to get to. If it gets to 2%, all bets are out. Everything's gonna be fine. We're gonna be back to the promised land. You guys, you know, Sonic just announced a $1.99 menu. You can get a hot dog, you can get, you know, a French fry for $1.99. Who wants to eat that crap? Who wants to eat that as food? You kept, you know, nutrition and eating well, that's a big deal right now. And inflation, guys, I'm telling you, I don't care where you go. I don't care where you travel. Everybody writes me right now and said, this is the summer of it being overpriced. And it's just the way it is right now. You want to sit there and you want to eat out? Good luck, man. Good luck. Because a steak dinner, you know, there's a steak dinner at an airport lounge that they're advertising for $95. Hey, come eat our $95 steak. The story's below. Who's got that? Who, you know, if you're traveling and the expense is unlimited, but who sits there and goes to an airport to say, oh, I want to eat airport food for $95? It's crazy. The average family does not have the money to buy protein, to buy meat, to buy chicken, to buy fish, to buy steak, beef, hamburger, anything right now. They go without right now. So that's what you're seeing more and more of right now. And there has to be something done about this. So I'll show you how big. Isn't that cool? Just nice. It's fun, beautiful, relaxing. But I'm telling you guys, this is going to be a very, very interesting summer. No one has any money. They just don't. The average family is tight. And everybody I know with kids right now, they're not planning the big vacations. They're not going away. You know, it's funny. I plan things 6 months, 8 months, a year in advance sometimes on certain vacations. And it's nice. You know, I have a friend that runs a cruise company. So, you know, helped him with his YouTube channel and helped him, you know, dial in what he's got to do. And it's worked out really well for him. But he's just a great guy. And he's got discounts and deals and things like that all the time. So should bring Hunt on here sometime. So anyways, a lot more to cover. Let me know what you think. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. In these economic times, one thing that we need to do is look at getting a hedge right now. The best hedge is precious metals. When you look at gold hitting, you know, $2,300 an ounce, and look at what all the experts say, Bank of America, UBS, have all talked about gold hitting as high as $4,000 an ounce. You need to have this in your retirement today. Contact Patriot Gold, 888-330-1431, and get a free investor guide. Find out how number one rated for 8 years in a row can service you. Guys, think about this. Consumer Affairs number one rated for 8 years in a row. Next month, it'll be 2 years that I've been talking about Patriot Gold. I love these guys. I love their service. So many of you have written me and thanked me. But I'm telling you, now's the time. If you think that we're going to have a chaotic end to the year, which we all do, you know what's going to happen. Look at what Bob Kudla has said and other experts have said. Take a look at gold in your portfolio today. Call them today. 888-330-1431 today. If you don't want to call them, just use the link below. I'm going to finish this video with a few stories. First thing, another day, another data breach where your bank information was stolen. Affirm is one of those buy now, pay later groups. And so many people have used it, hundreds of thousands of people to be exact. But they just admitted that all your data was stolen by a third-party bank that helped process the transactions, Evolve. So here's the one thing, and this is just not to talk about another data. One thing that you need to do is you need to get yourself a financial tune-up right now in your life. You've got to go through everything in your life, everything right now, and make sure that you're safe. Check all your bank statements. Check all your credit card statements. Check absolutely everything. Do not let this just go by like everything's fine. Oh, I haven't seen anything, so I don't have to worry about it. No, I'm telling you, you're going to sit there. Look, get your credit report. Find out if this data of yours has been compromised, because there's a lot of wealthy people. There's a lot of people that finally cleaned up their credit, and now they've been the victim of identity theft. I'm telling you guys, you're going to see huge, huge problems with this. A couple things. We just had job numbers for the first time go up. Isn't that great? Well, they're all government jobs. So if you want to work for the government, God bless you. You can go work for the government because they have tons of job listings right now for the first time ever. So it makes things, hey, there's more jobs out there than people and things are great. No, it's government jobs. It's government jobs. And the problem with these is, are they there? We found out that a lot of jobs and people have written me, HR people, including the person that sent me the next story, HR people that says some of these jobs are fake. Some of these jobs, they take job applications, set up meetings with people, and have no intention ever of ever hiring for these positions. How awful is that? If you have applied for a job, you've gone through those stressful times of, God, how do I wear? What am I going to do? Let me practice what to say, everything. And then you find out it's bogus. How awful is that? Now, if you've ever had a PIP, which I've had, jobs where they've, hey, your performance, you know, performance improvement plan, okay? The person that told me about those job issues before, they said the same thing. Quit your job. If you get it on a PIP, they want you gone. They don't want you to work there. They want you as far away from the company as possible, and you have to do this. And again, it goes to assessing your future. You know if you're happy where you're at. It's like relationships. People work for companies. Oh, God, I hate this place, but I get paid next Friday. You know, don't do that to yourself. Fix your life now. Now, the final thing is the HOA, okay? They had all these new laws passed for homeowner associations in Florida because they're awful. Homeowner associations are horrible people, and they make up rules. Almost 25 years ago, I was the president of my homeowner association. It was the worst group of people I've ever dealt with. People that were racist, people that were anti-Semitic, people that didn't like people for what, you know what state they're from? Do you know what team he likes? Do you know what college football team? I have no clue. I could care less. They would not like people because of things like that and write them up for stuff like this. I saw people that, think about this, a man was in a wheelchair and his wife says, I need to get gutters installed so that my husband can open the sliding glass door and sit there when it's raining. It was one of those years we had just a ton of rain. I said, oh, yeah, let me sign off on it. You just bring it by the house. She left the form in my mailbox, got all wet. Just, I'll get you another one. Don't worry, I'll take care of it. I'll sign it and bring it over to you. Now, somebody got wind that the gutters got installed without my signature first. So they were like, oh, my God, let's make them rip those down, okay? Again, horrible, horrible human beings that do things like this to people. I witnessed that firsthand. Don't deal with stuff like this, guys. I'm telling you, the world is full of bad, bad people, okay? These associations in Florida, they just got nailed. Think about this. Enforce rule, you cannot enforce rules as of July 1st on some residents and not the others. In other words, they're friends. They would let their friends slide with parking on the sidewalk and things like that. Ban homeowners and their invited guests from parking personal, business, or first responder vehicles for a set period of time and not giving them tickets and fining them for that. They can't fine residents for leaving garbage cans out for more than 24 hours. There are people and there are associations that have written me that you have to have your garbage cans out 1 hour after the trash man. What happens after a holiday when your trash man's late and your cans sit out there a few more hours or even a day longer? They would fine people and write them fines. So read this stuff. Fine residents for leaving holiday lights on. beyond a set period of time. Once you get the warning, now you have to give somebody a week to take them down. Okay, and again, the old lady that has Christmas lights, they fined this broad for having her Christmas lights on and not having anybody to take them down. Think about that. That's horrible. That's what they did in Florida, but they did it around the country with all these homeowner associations. You know, limit or create rules outside that are outside the structure. If you do anything inside the structure, they can't fine you. So if you get, like, air conditioning, we need to get approval for it, and Sally, your next-door neighbor, has to sign off on it. Well, Sally's a complete bitch, so I don't want to have Sally know that I'm getting air put in. So think about that. Oh, it's just beautiful. So, you know, you cannot ban vegetable gardens. Imagine you can't have a garden in your backyard, Ted. Oh my God, Dan's growing a $4,000 garden? No way. It's over with, guys. It's over with. So the days of doing this are done, okay? Please don't forget to hit the like button. Look at that story, because it's awesome. And the people in Florida are probably doing a dance right now over this. So don't forget to like, don't forget to subscribe. Just a real quick video for you guys today. Onward and upward. I'll see you soon. Email me at hello@iallegedly.com. Okay? See you soon.